Hello, everybody. This is Annette, the creator of the Digital Vibe Network. Question: do you need some inspiration? How about some stories? Like stories? How about both? That is what the Digital Vibe Network is all about. It's about shows that will inspire you through stories. These are true stories, because it is my story, and it can be your story too. It's designed to inspire you, to get you to look at yourself and see yourself in the story. And that is what the Digital Vibe podcast is all about. It is a storytelling podcast with a twist on inspiration. So I hope that you enjoy the show and invite your friends, because this is a podcast that truly is unlike any other. And each and every week, something special. Visit my website at www.thedigitalvibe.com for more. Thank you for listening. Hi, everybody. How are you? This is Annette. Again, you join me here on this special series of podcasts on the Digital Vibe. Guess what? Oh, you know what? Check this out. Happy belated Mother's Day for all of you mothers out there. Hope your guy or your boyfriend or your husband did something special for you. But you know what? No, wait a minute. Let me say this. Happy belated Mother's Day, right? I did say that. But wait a minute. You don't necessarily have to be what? Right. You fill in the blank. Those are just holidays. I don't get caught up in those traditional things too much. I think love is the most important thing you can ever have in each and every day. In whatever role you're in, albeit a mother, father, whatever it is, a human being, part of this world, you can express your love in so many different ways to so many different people. So for those of you who are stuck in tradition, happy Mother's Day. And no, I am not a mother, but I'm a mother in other ways, okay? I treat this podcast, my entrepreneurial pursuits and desires, that is my baby. So, it's how you look at it. Like everything else, it's how you look at it. But I hope it went well for you. So, here we are, episode 2. The right foundation for success. Are you ready for some? So, the thing is with this podcast, is that my intention is to have you listen to this podcast once, maybe twice. And if you really like me a lot and enjoy what I'm saying, maybe a third time. So, but soak it in, get it in, you know, because I probably won't be doing an episode like this again because I got to get back to my normal. But I wanted to do something special because it's one of those things where the time presented itself and, I thought it would be appropriate because I'm in the business of transformation and transition. So it's kind of right on time for me. So, but it's cool. So I do have my other podcast, and hopefully you've had an opportunity to listen to that. My storytelling. Well, this is all a story for me. This is all my life story, the things that I enjoy, but I want to do something special for the young adults, and so that's why I have that going on. So hope you're enjoying that. So, but here we are, right? Again, we meet again. Wishing will not make it so. Thomas Monson. In order to build your own success, you have to create the correct foundation. It is how you define success and meaningfulness from the moment you decide that you want to create a work-at-home environment. It means that you will have a set of values and strong-held beliefs that you believe in at your core. It comes from a place inside of you, and it literally becomes your moral compass. That defining core is a center from which you base all your life decisions on. From a big decision like what career you want to pursue, to something as small as what dress do I wear. This becomes the center point from which you decide what direction you want your life to go in. A compass, if you will. You have to have a clearly defined vision. You are literally, with precision, defining your life. Did you know you have the power to do that? Every choice you make, every decision you make, every action you take, the power is in your hand. You're defining your life. You're writing your story that you wish to see come to life. Success for some means having a lot of money. For others, success is defined by the ability to see beyond money and something more meaningful, like making a difference. For me, I wanted to be able to do both, while giving myself that personal satisfaction of expressing myself and making a significant difference in the lives of others. Only you know what is the best approach for you. But I will say this, the more that you are centered at your defining core, the more you'll be able to figure out the path you should take. It's that simple. You are the writer of your story. No one knows what is best for you but you. You have the power to decide what you want and own the life that you have imagined. No one on this planet can and should do this for you. It's on you. This is success. Once you have discovered what you truly wish to achieve in your life story, just implement these four easy steps in some manner, and your dreams will have a better chance of becoming a reality. Number one, step one, build up your belief system. Take time to reinforce in your brain your desires and hopes for your life. It's a mental discipline of the mind each day in order to literally train your brain on your objectives. If you've never heard that term before, train your brain, now's the time to get in the habit of doing so. For example, if you are watching the not so good news and you want to focus on something more positive, train your brain to focus on positive thoughts like your personal affirmations, goals, and anything worthwhile that you can think of. Once you master this art of discipline, you have a resource to pull from each and every day. And with that, your confidence builds on a day-to-day basis. Number two. And it's like Vanna White holding up the numbers. Oh, no, she doesn't do that. I'm just kidding. Set a clear goal. Have a clear path to achieving the goals you want. This includes not only writing down your goals, but implementing them. When one is done, do the next and so on. Decide which goals are worth pursuing and discard the rest. Have an active action plan that is executed on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis. By doing this, you are setting the tone and setting yourself up for success. You are building your business, life, and all that you want to see become your reality. Three. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Acquire strategies. The effectiveness of any goal being achieved is that you must have a strategy. Do you know that you are to have a strategy in literally just about, not everything, but those really important objectives you want to see happen? You must have a strategy. It might sound strange at first, but you need one. You can develop strategies by simply learning what works and what doesn't. You know, trial and error. You can experiment and see what works for you. Look at the mistakes of others and learn from that too. The key to having a strategy and executing it is to be able to acquire knowledge. And with that knowledge, new skills. Educating yourself in any way possible with books, a guide, a mentor, a podcast, this podcast, an online course. They're all worthy investments in learning and putting into action new strategies. Step 4, a call to action. I love this verb. I love this word. I love action. I love that word. You'll hear me using that a lot. Action-oriented. Action, active plan. Active, action. Action. It's the only way, I will repeat, I'll say it again. It's the only way you're going to see your objectives become a reality. You remember the quote? Wishing doesn't make it so. You can have a strong belief system and have the best laid plans all written down for the world to see. But if you have no inspired action, you are just talking to the wind. Again, wishing will not make it so. So if you're one of those people that, I dream of this, I dream of that, I dream of genie, and all that stuff, that's not going to make it happen. You can have the strongest faith. You can believe what you believe. You can have these plans, the best laid plans of mice and men all laid out. But less than until you actually put that into, where's that word again? I'm thinking of another word here. Execute. Another verb. You can forget about it. You really can. Let me ask you this question. How many years have gone by and you have said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I hope for this, I wish for that. Perhaps that'll happen, perhaps it will. But how about perhaps it won't? Because nothing ever happens until there is some action taken. Years go by and you have these dreams, oh, I want to make $1 million. Well, I'm not doubting that you can't. But until you put into action something, it's never going to happen. I don't care. Everything that you do takes work. It takes a strategy, whether it's a relationship, whether it's having a family, whether it's doing your work-life experience things. Everything you make a choice on requires a strategy. It requires sitting down, lining it out, planning it out, doing whatever it has to be done, you know, to make sure that it happens. So whatever it takes for it to happen, you have to literally plan it out. But it doesn't really take on any meaning until it's actually active. But that's the beauty of it all. Talk is cheap. So when you are sitting around waiting for something to happen, most of the times it never does. It never does. Trust me. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to take some action, to do something. Whatever it is, it's always waiting for you to do something, to change that dynamic so you don't see that dynamic over and over again. You don't see that thing over and over again. By following these 4 steps, you'll be able to achieve whatever you wish in your life story. And don't forget that you need to discover what you really wish to achieve in your life story before you're able to create it. Find out what it is. What is that burning desire that keeps you going? What is that one thing, that two thing, those 3 things that keep you up at night? What is it that keeps you going? Whatever that what is, whatever that is, you'll finally be able to achieve the success that you wish. Whatever that is, that passion, that burning desire that keeps you motivated, like this podcast does for me. But you need to discover, what is your life? What is it that you want to achieve in your life? What is your plan? What is your purpose? What do you want to do? And if you don't find that out first, you're never able to create it. So you have to do that. You know, you can do so many different things and do so many different things. But the whole point is, you have to know what you want first. So many people are busy creating stuff and doing things, but the reality is it's not what they want. Find out what it is. How do you want your life story to be? Then start creating it. The life that you want. So, before I close this podcast, episode 3 next time, huh? A few starter hints. That's the title of the next episode. Some starters to get you started. Now that I've literally, literally set a foundation. Now you have a foundation. So episode 1, you started out to begin to embrace that transition of change, of transitioning, of embracing this new lifestyle. Because for some of us, it's going to become a new lifestyle. And like I said in my last podcast, I am an advocate of working from home. That's how I do business. So it's nothing new to me. And I'm a been here, done that kind of lady who has been able to, I know this experience. I've been here. I've had to transition. I've had to change. But I wanted that change. I had no other choice. My back was up against the wall. And when your back is up against the wall, you make decisions that you never thought you'd be able to make. But I made them. And the thing is, I have no regrets. I don't look back and say, I wish I hadn't done that. I said, every day and every time I can think about it, I say, I'm glad that I did. I didn't wait for anybody to take action. I didn't wait. There were times that I found myself getting in that lull. A little bit of procrastination here. A little bit of doing nothing there. I had to catch myself and say, wait a minute now, Annette, hold up. Something's wrong here. Go in that mirror. Take a look at that person. What? You're getting in your own way. It is your story. It is my story. So however you want that to go, you have to do that. You have to create that. So that's why it's so important that you not look for everybody to do everything for you. That one person that's waiting for you to get it happening, to get it done, is you. So, we laid a foundation. So now with that, like I said, I'm going to give you some helpful hints next time. And some surprises along the way. So, let's say this. All I can say is, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you desire, have a plan of action, because that's what it takes. So, as always, have a wonderful May month. Hope it's going well. And hope this is helping you to lift out of the doldrums. You know, if you're feeling a little bit down and, that kind of thing, I'm here to lift you up, because that's what it's about. Because this time of transition is a good thing. It's really, like I said, how you look at it. It's not going to last forever. Use this as an opportunity to do something different, something new that you can wish you had done, that you didn't do, that you won't have the time for. So let's say you're home for the next few months. I don't know how long. You don't know. I don't know. But let's say you are. Don't just sit around watching TV all day. Make it useful. Okay? Because like I said, that time will not come again like that. You're going to be wishing that there was times like that, that you could have to just sit around and do nothing. I never had that opportunity. I never had that luxury, I should say. But then again, I'm glad I never had it. I'm glad I never had it. So it's a good thing not to have that procrastination. I never had that kind of thing where I sit around and do absolutely nothing. There's always something to do. And especially when it comes to your dreams, and especially when you plan those goals, and especially when you want to see those happen, And especially whenever everybody else is telling you that's impossible, that should give you enough motivation to say, it's not going to work out like that. I'm going to do something about that. So be that one person that takes action on everything that you do. And as always, I'm going to close this podcast with my favorite statement. And I do mean it. Thank you for listening.